This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, we're going through the Gospel of John together from the Bible. And each morning we're taking a few verses and just talking about what they mean to us. We're reading about John the Baptist and what he said about Jesus. And you remember yesterday he said that he was the one talked about by the prophet Isaiah, the one that would be sent before the Messiah, before the Christ, to announce his coming and prepare people's hearts for him. It says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "The next day John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" Now, that is one of the most important statements ever made in human history. But what does it mean? Why would Jesus be the Lamb of God? Well, it had great meaning to a Jew in the day that John the Baptist was speaking, because God had come to the Jews many, many centuries before this and given them a picture of how he would provide for the forgiveness of their sins. And the picture was that he gave them what they called the sacrificial system. And a lamb, a perfect, pure, spotless lamb, would be offered as a sacrifice to God, as an atonement for their sins. And symbolically, the priest would lay his hand on that little lamb's head, symbolizing the transfer of the guilt of their sins to that lamb. And when that lamb was then sacrificed, it was paying the penalty, taking the price, God's judgment for their sins, and they found forgiveness. But we're told later on in the New Testament that all of those lambs that were offered every year could never have really taken away people's sins. How could a lamb take our place and be our substitute? It couldn't. It was just a symbol of Jesus Christ, who chose to come into our world and be a man so that he could legitimately represent us and take our place before God. A perfect man who had no sin, which meant he was qualified to take the penalty for our sin. And he did that. Our guilt, the things we had done wrong that separate us from God, he took all of that on himself, on his pure, perfect, sinless nature. And he suffered the rejection of God the Father for the first time in all of eternity, so that we could find forgiveness and become acceptable to God. So John saw Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'" Talking about Jesus' pre-existence as God. John says, "And I did not recognize him, but in order that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. And John bore witness, saying, 'I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water, that is God the Father, said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.'" Well, I want to say to you on the basis of this scripture this morning that if you find guilt in your own heart and you need forgiveness from God, there's one place where you can find it, and that is at the cross of Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God who died so that you could be forgiven. And you can come to God in prayer and simply say, "God, I know I don't deserve it, but thank you for what you've done for me. And I receive your forgiveness. Please take my life and make it new." God's answer to that will always be yes. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.